The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. You will find rest for yourselves, for my yoke is easy and my burden light." The Gospel of the Lord. In homiletics, we as priests and deacons and bishops, we have a lot to preach from, to choose from. It's almost like going to a smorgasbord and you choose whatever you like best. We can preach on the saint of the day. We can preach on the first reading. We can preach on the responsorial psalm or the gospel. We can even preach on the prayers that we say in the Mass. So what I've been doing lately is just try to give you a snippet of all these different elements. So let's jump in, okay? Saint today is a martyr, Saint Apollinaris, who, according to tradition, was a disciple of Saint Peter. So we go back 2,000 years ago. Pope Pius XII says that there are two types of martyrdom, red martyrdom and white martyrdom. The other day I was listening to Maccat Heart Radio and they talked about marriage. And the question that was made was, what is the best thing that couples can do in their marriage? And the response was, to die. But to die to sin. Amen, huh? To die to sin. So that's the type of white martyrdom, is that we're all tempted every day. We're tempted every day to commit a sin. So every time we're tempted to give into gluttony or lust or greed or anger or impatience or pride, we're all tempted. Every time we say no to that, we are living what is called white martyrdom, according to Pope Pius XII. Red martyrdom, maybe we'll be given the grace. Things are becoming tough in the country, right? Maybe we'll be given the grace, but we don't have it now according to St. Ignatius. But if God asks us for this supreme grace of shedding our blood like him, if we correspond to the grace, we'll be given the grace. As we pray in the preface of the martyrs, God makes the weak strong. We're all weak, but the Holy Spirit gives us strength. Okay, first reading is a long, beautiful reading. One idea. Moses was given a vocation. Vocation comes from the Latin word vocare, which means to call. His vocation was to free the Jewish people, Israelites, from the slavery of Egypt. All of you have a vocation. You're going to become perfected in as much as you live out your vocation. Gerardo and Raquel have the vocation of marriage. So they're going to be sanctifying themselves through living out the sacrament of marriage. Myself, Father Algy, Father Vianney, we have what is called a double vocation. Vocation to the religious life and vocation to the priesthood. So we're perfected in trying to live out our vows, trying to be faithful to the charism of St. Norbert, Father Bruno Lanteri, as well as living out our priesthood. So that's the way in which we ourselves will live out our vocation and become holy. So I think all of us have to ask ourselves today, what is the major obstacle right now that's preventing me to be the saint that God is calling me to be? So spend maybe a minute or two, ask the Holy Spirit, what's the major obstacle now that's helping me to really live out my vocation to the fullest? Because there is called the universal vocation, which is that of holiness. Then there's the specific vocation that each and every one of us has. Amen? The psalm, God remembers His covenant forever. So let's take the word remember. How is your memory? How is your memory? Okay, don't forget, when you receive the Eucharist, you receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. Ask for a mind transplant. Amen?
Yeah.
Don't forget, when you receive the Eucharist, you receive the total Christ. So you receive His mind. What are the different faculties of the mind? Imagination, understanding, and memory, according to Aristotle and Thomas Aquinas. So we can ask God to give us a better memory. It's interesting. We've got a good memory for the bad things that have happened to us, right? How interesting is the bad things that we have a memory of an elephant, huh? But the good things, we suffer from amnesia or Alzheimer's. We tend to forget those things. So let's ask the Lord to give us His memory as we receive the Eucharist. The Gospel, one of my favorites. Come to me, all of you who are weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, for you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Did he notice that I was not reading it because I have it memorized, okay? It's a good idea to memorize certain biblical passages. Okay, three ideas in this. Jesus says, come to me, all of you who are weary. We can be weary physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. We all suffer from weariness. This is an invitation to come and to make your holy hour. As Fulton Sheen called it, the hour of power. Sometimes the best holy hour can be simply sitting in front of the Lord and just unloading. Tell the Lord everything that is going on in your life. And I think one of our best holy hours can be this. Tell the Lord our problems. Like if you go and you tell someone your problems, after a certain time, the person listening to your problems is going to be running away from you, right? If you know someone that's always telling your problems, you see the person walking down the street and you cross over the other side, okay? And you make believe that you don't see the person. What's interesting is, whenever you go to Jesus and you tell Him your problems, He never gets tired of you. He never calls, here's the nuisance, okay? But rather, He's happy to listen to your problems. Second point is this. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. That's paradoxical. What is a yoke? I've always been a city boy, but I think I know what a yoke is. In Spanish, yugo. Okay? You would have oxen that would have this huge apparatus that would be loaded upon this beast of burden. And the nature of the yoke is it's heavy and it's cumbersome. Cumbersome means it's uncomfortable. What Jesus is saying is this. The yoke is the cross. Is the cross. We all have to carry a cross. Now, if we carry the cross by ourselves, it's going to crush us. But if we carry the cross with Christ, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Understood? We all have crosses, and many crosses. But if we ask the Lord to come to be with us, He will lighten our cross. We'll have to carry a little splinter, and He carries the rest. And the last point is this. This is the only biblical passage in which Jesus describes what His heart is like. The only biblical passage. And He mentions two virtues. And it is, I am meek and humble of heart. Two beautiful virtues. Meekness is not weakness, but powerful emotion under control. Remember that definition. Meekness is not weakness, but powerful emotion. We all have emotional lives under control. Meek and humble. What does humble mean? Humility is this. We recognize all the good that we can do comes from God, and all the evil is ourself. That's what humility is. So this is a very beautiful virtue. So let's turn to Mary, who was the humble servant of the Lord, that we will take this biblical passage seriously, that we will come to the Lord, and we recognize that He loves us. He is our best friend. He longs to enter the dialogue with us. So let's form the habit of talking to the Lord as our best friend. Because He wants to be our best friend in time and for all eternity. And let's close with this beautiful prayer that I've said for the last 50 years of my life, and hopefully you will also. And it's this. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto yours. Amen.